You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host. And welcome to another edition of Heal Your Life with our guest, Victoria Benoit. Victoria is the owner of the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. And that's what we've been learning the last few weeks. And she'll go more into that in just a few moments. But let me give you the basics about Victoria. She's based out of Phoenix, Arizona. Again, the owner at Center for Extraordinary Outcomes, the website. If you want to check it out for yourself, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That's extraordinary outcomes with an S at the end, .com. You can also check out everything on there. Also reach out to her as well through the website and follow her along on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. And yeah, Victoria, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
I'm really great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. And thank you again for taking the time and joining us. And this is what I do to you all the time as we get started, Victoria, because there's always that opportunity, people checking us out or hearing you for the first time, and we want to make sure they're up to speed as to what you're all about. So tell everybody, give everybody a little recap of who you are and what you do.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I am a licensed, well, I used to be a licensed professional counselor, and I actually stopped doing that in order to really impact people on a more deeper level. And I do many different healing methods. The one I want to talk about today is called resonance repatterning.
Mm-hmm.
And really, these methods that I use specifically get to the root cause of what's holding, you know, and the listener or, you know, anyone back from having what they want. And if you think about it, there's really two things happening in life. You either have what you don't want or you want something that you don't have. And so it really makes life a little bit easier if you kind of think about it as that way. And
right.
And the good news is that no one is really flawed or needs to be fixed. This method really uses it actually uses a process called kinesiology, which is muscle checking,
right,
to access the innate wisdom within the client, because all the answers are there. And so if the client gives me permission to access that part, and then I give the client permission to access my energy field, within my energy field is my wisdom, my knowledge, and the methodology, like resonance repatterning, then they'll have access to that.
Right.
And then we work as a team, you know, to do the muscle checking, and you know, they let me know exactly, you know, what they need in the process and what to shift it. And it's more like an energy healing method. Go ahead.
And I was going to say, and you can do this over distance. You don't have to be right in front of the person. You don't have to be in your presence, right?
Exactly, yeah. Most of my clients are actually over the phone. And, you know, then they're in the privacy of their own home. And sometimes they feel... I actually have people in Phoenix who prefer having phone sessions, just being in the privacy of their own home. So, yeah, and the good news about this work is, you know, everything in life has its own frequency vibration. And so all we're doing is really giving you a tune-up, really. We're, you know, tuning up that radio dial so you can, you know, resonate with what it is that you want rather than what it is that you have. And we just find out what the patterns are. You know, it's not heavy. I mean, there may be an emotional response that comes up, like in that first repattering that we did with Betsy,
right,
online. And sometimes that happens, but sometimes we just shift the pattern or the frequency up. And we do that by doing a modality, and that could be like color therapy, it could be sound therapy, it could be essential oils or essences or
right,
movement, breathing patterns. So,
but basically you want to repattern that negative core belief.
Exactly, yes. And,
right,
you know, there are some of these core beliefs that, you know, the two-year-old came to, which would be a natural conclusion that any two-year-old would come to if they were in the same situation,
right,
but it really no longer serves us, and we're kind of living as if it's true,
right,
and it's not.
And not only that, I mean, you reference, you know, the two-year-old, which is, you know, a lot of things happen to us when we're kids that we don't remember, but they get seared into us.
Absolutely. And even I can go back into the womb. You know, if you think about it, if your mother's mother died when you were in the womb, your mother would be filled with grief. It's really not your grief, but through the placenta, you know, it just gets in there. And
right,
so sometimes we, or the birth process, I do a lot of healing with the birth process, Because if you think about it, if someone has forceps, you know, had forceps, they may come to the conclusion that, oh, I need help getting out of difficult situations. But it was a conclusion that they came to right at birth, but it really, it's really not serving anymore.
Right.
So those are some of the beliefs that, yeah.
That's something as well. Even something like you just described, forceps during birth, can pattern itself into you, and then it becomes something that becomes a part of you throughout
right.
your life until you change it.
Right, but it's all unconscious. You know, we're doing the best that we can in life, given all the unconscious beliefs and patterns that we're actually resonating with. And, you know, if you keep on, like, attracting the same boss or the same gal or the same, you know, man or the same things that happen in a relationship, because that's what I want to focus on today is intimate relationship, you're at the vibration of drawing that.
Right.
Like, if a woman only has been in relationship with alcoholics, she's at the vibration of drawing a man who's an alcoholic. So if we shift that to a new possibility, at least it's possible. I can't guarantee it, but it's possible that she can start attracting a man who's healthier.
Right. Now, let's recap real quick before we get to our caller for today about last week's caller, Paula.
Oh, yes. I got a call from Paula, and we did an abundance repatterning last week, on live, and she called me and said that she won $770 at a poker tournament that she played over the weekend. That was after her session, and it was totaling like $4,500 since February. So, and we just did a tiny, 20-minute little session,
right.
And she won $770. So I was really, really pleased with that. I mean, I can't say that that's going to happen to everyone, but, she had a session, and that's how she... that's how it manifested for her.
Yeah, and you did it, and it was called abundance repatterning, correct?
Correct, yep, around finances
so,
and energy and power.
Right, so if that's something that affects you out there, if you're listening and you're like, you know what, I kind of have an issue with money. Maybe it's something that happened when I was a kid. I don't even remember why, but my body has taken it in, and now this is how I am, and this is how I feel about money. This could be exactly what could be holding you back from experiencing more abundance.
Well, exactly. And even if I think about, even if you had a lemonade stand as a little boy or a little girl, and someone stole all the money that you made that day, or your parents made you give it to them, anything like that. It's like, wow, I worked, do all this work, and then I don't get the benefit from my work,
my
reward for my work. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, that's true. So that also may, if you're a parent, make sure you're paying attention to some of these things that you're doing around your kids, because this stuff is going to come back.
Yeah,
<know?
laughs> it could be. Yes.
You know, of course, you want to stay with you want to teach them all the good stuff, but be mindful of some of that negative stuff. You might not even realize you're doing.
Right.
You know, that's gonna leave a lasting impression, an impression that maybe you didn't even want to leave, but it ends up doing it anyway.
Exactly. Yep.
That's amazing stuff. Again, we're talking with our guest Victoria Benoit. If you go visit her online on her website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That's extraordinaryoutcomes.com. You can check out exactly how to supercharge things in your life, like attraction, change what kind of things are your current reality. You can get rid of those things that are holding you back. Maybe even, when you're talking about what we're going to be doing today, and we're talking about relationships. Everybody's got them, right?
True.
no matter, if it's a work relationship, intimate relationship, maybe family relationships, you got them. And let's face it, they all suffer from time to time. Or maybe for some reason, there's just that one person in your family you just don't get along with and don't know why.
Exactly.
And that's something you can work on as well. Well, we're going to take a quick break here because we know we got Paula coming up. So let's do that. Let's take our breaks, and when we get Paul on the phone, we can jump right into it. Okay, Victoria?
Okay, great. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. So make sure you reach out to her. ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com is the website. Again, Extraordinary outcomes.com. Also find her online on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. We'll do this quick break. More with her after these words right here on Elevated Radio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Ladies and gentlemen, your body on drums, the heart on sax, it's the lungs, and on horns, the digestive system.
Diarrhea can leave your body feeling out of tune. Only Imodium Instants disperse instantly on your tongue and can stop diarrhea within 1 hour, gently restoring your body's harmony. Imodium Instants, fast but gentle.
Contains loperamide, can stop diarrhea within 1 hour. Always read the label.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host. And again, you're listening to another edition of Heal Your Life with our guest, Victoria Benoit. Victoria, the owner at Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. She's based out of Phoenix, Arizona, but you can reach her. She can work with you no matter where you're located. Just go to the website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That's extraordinaryoutcomes.com. And we're going to be doing a little repatterning right now with our guest Elizabeth, who's on the line. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm perfect in everything.
All right. All right, Victoria. Well, I'm going to step aside and let you do what you do, and yeah, take it away.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Victoria.
I want to get permission for you to access your energy field so that we can do this little session. We want to do a masculine-feminine repatterning, and I'll explain it here in just a moment. So do I have permission to access your energy field and do the session?
Yes, you have my permission.
Thank you. And I give you permission to access my energy field, so we're going to be working as a team to find out what it is that you need. And so I thought I'd begin by giving you just a little bit of information about the masculine-feminine repatterning, and then I'm going to be using muscle checking, and your system is going to let me know then what you need along the way. So it says here, it says, our resonance with non-coherent beliefs or negative beliefs from earlier experiences in infancy and childhood do often lead us to confusion about our masculine and feminine aspects and how to relate to these aspects and others. The aim of this repatterning is to support you in being more flexible and to access your masculine and feminine qualities according to the needs of each situation. In your relationship, you can then activate more masculine energy so you can project your ideas powerfully, and also activate more feminine energy so you can listen with sensitivity. As you begin to balance the positive charge, which is the masculine, and the negative charge, which is the feminine, within yourself, you can experience that the needs of the masculine and feminine, which may have been previously a source of tension and conflict in a relationship, can now be a source of love and energy. So that's the information that I wanted to impart on you. And I wanted to have this specific more on experiencing love in your intimate relationship. So are you in a relationship? Are you wanting to be in a relationship?
Yes, I do want to be in a relationship. I am not currently in one.
Okay, so I want to be in an intimate relationship, and I'm not. Okay, I'm not. All right, so we're going to actually muscle check that to just verify that you're actually at the vibration of wanting one but not being in one. So if you're at that vibration, then you're getting exactly what it is that you're putting out. and you may not even know that you're actually at that frequency. So I'm going to go ahead and have you say that statement, and then since you're not here, I will muscle check on your behalf and let you know what the response is on my finger muscles that I'm using. So I'll have you say, I want to be in an intimate relationship.
I want to be in an intimate relationship.
And I'm not.
And I'm not.
Okay, good. So you're actually at that frequency. And so if we don't do anything else today but move you in a little bit on that, up on that radio dial, then at least that'll be possible. And then I want all the details,
okay,
of course. So we're going to do, now I want to identify a weakened feminine quality that may be one of the reasons or the cause of you not being in a relationship. And there are 35 different statements, and you're going to let me know which one applies to you. And so it's something 1 through 4, 5 through 8, no, it's 9 through 10, 11 to 15, no, that's 16 to 20. It's something here. Here. Okay, it's 21 to 25, 26 to 30, 26 to 7, 8 to 9, 30. Okay, it says here, I deny giving love because of my need to get love.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? That would be, sometimes I'm so unconscious and we don't even, you know, understand it, but I was wondering if that makes any sense to you.
Yep, that makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, it does. Okay. So let's have you say that so we can shift it for you. And we'll have you say, I deny giving love.
I deny giving love.
Because of my need to get love.
Because of my need to get love.
Yeah, so you're resonating with that. So we're going to shift that for you. Okay, and I need to know more details from Elizabeth right now. No, sometimes I need to get a little bit more details. So now, sometimes as a woman, you may be projecting masculine energy, and then your partner, a man, would compensate by projecting feminine energy, or you're projecting masculine energy, and then the man also is projecting masculine energy. You know, so then you know it's two rams back and forth. So I'm going to muscle check which category you need. Okay, it's the first one? No. Okay, it's the second one. So this is about you projecting masculine, and the man's also projecting masculine energy. Okay. Okay, and there's several statements there. There's six statements, and the one that Betsy needs is 1 through 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay, this is, we get into conflict because I give directions. Because I give directions. So one of the masculine trait is, you know, giving directions. Does that make any sense that you would give directions?
Yeah.
Especially when they're driving, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So we're going to muscle check this on the general level, the specific. Yeah. So just say we get into conflict.
We get into conflict.
Because I give directions.
Because I give directions.
Yeah, so there's a resonance there. Okay, so now we're going to move into the positive feminine quality that's needed. Yeah, let me get to the right list here. Okay, wow, there's 67 different categories. So I'm going to see which one. You may need more than one as well, so let's check here. So Betsy needs something on this page, 1 through 15? Yes. 1 through 4, 5 through 8, 9 through 12, 9, 10, 11, 12. And this is about you being caring, supportive, and nurturing. And sometimes we are caring, supportive, nurturing, but it's to our own detriment. You know, we give too much, or we go overboard. So does that make any sense as far as in your life about you being caring, supportive, and nurturing?
Yes, probably to the point of enabling.
Oh, okay. So this is very interesting that you said that, because what we're wanting to do is we're wanting you to be energized by caring, supportive, and nurturing when you need to. Like I had mentioned in the introduction, you know, you want to you have both aspects, the masculine qualities and the feminine qualities inside. So you want to be able to be caring, supportive, and nurturing when you need to be, and then be energized by it and not depleted. So that this is the whole reason this came up. So let's have you say that. I am caring.
I am caring.
Supportive.
Supportive.
And nurturing.
And nurturing.
See, I'm getting an off-muscle check response, meaning you're not actually resonating with that. So it's going to be, you're going to be able to have that be much more balanced in your life. So it's going to be wonderful. And you know, just because we're working on intimate relationship doesn't mean that this won't impact your whole life. Because this is a very general statement. So you may notice that you're more energized when you are caring. All right. Let's see. Anything else on this list is needed? Yeah. Okay. Anything else? 1 through 12? No. 13 to 20, 20 to 25, 25 to 30. Yes, 25 to 60, 30 to 30. Okay, this one is different. It's I move with grace and energy. This again is a feminine quality. So, tell me about why you think that that would come up. Is that something that you don't feel like you do? Moving with grace and energy.
I don't think I do move with grace and energy. I kind of lumber.
Okay.
In my words.
Okay.
Lumber or trundle.
Okay. Well, this is going to be great so that you can really enhance that, you know, feminine aspect within you. And so let's have you muscle check this. So let's have you say, I move with grace and energy.
I move with grace and energy.
Okay, so I'm getting an off-muscle check response, meaning you're not resonating with that. So we want you to be able to bring these feminine qualities as you're wanting to have this intimate relationship. So let's see if there's anything else here. Anything else on this list? No. Anything else on this page here? Yes. Yeah, so it looks like there's another one. Okay, 49 to 55. No, 56 to 58. It's my open, trusting heart. I'm going to write this down here. My open, trusting heart attracts my masculine partner. This is cool. Masculine partner. To connect with the power of love. Woohoo! Fantastic. And for Betsy, this is a general level? Yes. Okay, let's have you... say my trusting open heart.
My trusting open heart
attracts my masculine partner.
Attracts my masculine partner
to connect to the power of love.
To connect to the power of love.
Yeah, so I'm getting an off muscle check response. That sounds pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
All right, so anything else that we need right now for this session before we do the modality? No. Okay, so I know this is like I call it a little mini session. So we're going to do the modality, and then we're going to go back and verify that everything shifted here for you. So the modality needed for Betsy is something here, 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 here. It looks like it's a spray. It's an essential oil that I have in a spray. And it's in row one, row two, row three. Oh, my gosh. It's healing the feminine. Okay. I didn't even, you know, the beautiful thing about this muscle checking, which just happened, is I've got, I don't know, 30 sprays. And I don't know which spray is in which, you know, lineup. And I muscle checked, and you told me exactly what you need. It's called healing the feminine. It's exactly what we're working on. And so it says here, this clears away issues related to guilt, blame, and betrayal. And
oh,
Betsy
wow.
needs this. So that's perfect. And she needs this in the crown chakra area. No, in the brow, the throat, in the heart. Makes sense. Two times in the heart. So I'm going to spray this on my heart chakra, right in front of my heart. If you were here in my office, I'd spray this on your heart. But since you're not here, I'll do this on your behalf. And just say, healing the feminine.
Healing the feminine.
Healing the feminine.
Healing the feminine.
And just imagine as we're doing this that anything related to guilt, blame, and betrayal that's in your heart area is just being released. So just imagine that any betrayal, blame, any hurt from the past is just being released from your heart area. Taking some slow, deep breaths in and out through your nose. And any other modality is needed? No. Okay, well, that was fantastic. Did you feel anything? Sometimes people actually feel something. Some people don't. I was curious if you felt anything when I was doing that for you.
No?
Okay. Oh, no problem. No problem. Some people do, and I said some people don't. So let's have you say this statement. Say, I want to be in an intimate relationship, and I'm not.
I want to be in an intimate relationship, and I'm not.
Okay, good. So I'm getting an off-muscle check response now, which meaning you no longer are at that vibration of wanting. So then as you're moving forward, you can actually have what it is that you want rather than wanting, right?
Right.
Very good. So the next one is, I deny giving love.
I deny giving love.
Because of my need to get love.
Because of my need to get love.
Okay, good. So I'm getting an off-muscle check response. So I would notice that your need to get love is just diminished, and that you just allow yourself to give all that wonderful love that you have out. And just by continuing to give it out, that will attract. It will be an attractive force for you. All right, the next one is we get into conflict.
We get into conflict.
Because I give directions.
Because I give directions.
Okay, so you no longer resonate with that. All right, and now the next three statements are positive statements, and these are the feminine qualities that that you told me that you needed. And let's have you say, I am caring, supportive, and nurturing.
I am caring, supportive, and nurturing.
So I'm getting an on-muscle check response, meaning you're matching that frequency now. So I would look for, as you're going through life and you are being caring, supportive, and nurturing, that you're actually energized by it. And you don't go overboard and not include yourself in getting nurtured, giving or receiving nurturing. All right, the next one is, I move with grace and energy.
I move with grace and energy.
Okay, good. You resonate there now. Fantastic. So, you know, grace, and maybe you'll find yourself being a little bit more flowing, have more energy, and then you have more energy to share as well. And the last one we'll have you say is, my open, trusting heart.
My open, trusting heart.
Attracts my masculine partner.
Attracts my masculine partner.
To connect to the power of love.
To connect to the power of love.
And you resonate. Woohoo! All right, fantastic. So this is the little repatterning. So that last one is a really great statement. My open, trusting heart attract my masculine partner to connect to the power of love. So you now resonate with that, so it's possible, you know, more likely for it to happen than before you had the session because you actually are resonating with that. So I would just notice how, you know, you just feel more open and trusting because that can always be a positive experience for you.
Okay,
and so the session is complete. Yep.
Wow.
This is complete.
All right. Elizabeth.
All righty.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Hopefully this opens some doors for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Well,
it would be a different.
Well, you know what? It'll be great if you can report your results as they happen, of course, to Victoria, and then she can share them with us. That'd be awesome. So good luck.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Will report.
Well, again, thank you for calling in and being part of this today. We've been listening to this edition of Heal Your Life with our guest, Victoria Benoit. She is the owner at Extraordinary Outcomes, the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com is her website. Again, ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com. Reach out to her through there and also see what she can do for you. You can book online as well. Find out more about the other methods that she has and things that she can do for you. So reach out to her. Victoria Benoit is her name. ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com is the website. And Victoria, thank you so much once again for sharing this with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. You have a great day.
All right. You too. And we'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.